bin sicher, du warst der Erste, der das je gesehen hat.
Ja, vielleicht. Das ist zumindest etwas, ein bisschen was Exklusives. Insofern ist es ganz spannend, mal zu versuchen, hinter die Kulissen zu gucken, auch von so einem Wasserfall.
Shortly after our climax experience, we asked an Amerindian former tribal leader how he views the cave.
If I had wings, one of the first thing I would like to know what behind there, because there's a home of the roost, where the roost, the swift roost, and nobody knows what behind, what lies, what story, what really is behind there. Never had wings. One of my first dreams is to go behind there to see what lies there. We have stories like the legend goes that behind there have huge, big snakes living there that protect certain treasures like diamond, gold, whatever, protect there. I mean, that's a legend that says that.
One of our climbers went down on a rope and looked into it with a camera. He saw what's in there.
I don't think they should ever publish it. I mean, what you see is yours. I mean, you keep it to yourself. But I don't think it should be published as a whole. Say, okay, this is behind you. It would lose it. The whole essence about our culture would tend to die away.
But what we can reveal is the legend of how Kayatur Waterfall got its name. Probably before the discovery of the New World, savage tribes of cannibals swept through this region. The native people here found themselves on the brink of extinction. Kaye, their leader, took his canoe and plunged himself into the abyss. He sacrificed himself in order to save his people. Since then, the waterfall bears his name, Kayatur, Kaye's Fall. It is believed that his face can be seen carved in the rock by the edge of the fall. Back in our camp, in anticipation of our first flight, we closely monitored the weather.
Our big problem is going to be wind, so we're measuring the wind speed and checking it doesn't go above 2 meters per second.
Have you got a medium?
Yeah.
And you got about 0.4 early on. Let me switch it on.
And where do you think we got rain?
I don't know, I don't think there's any rain. I see these strips of rain.
He's called Redbeard.
I'm called Redbeard. My real name is Mark Anthony Yap. I'm from Guyana, Demerara River.
And you told me earlier you've got a mother.
Yeah.
And where's she living?
She's living in Spain, Malaga.
Oh, right.
Her name is Mrs. Enid Abbott.
And you want her to see this?
Yeah, I really do.
And you miss her?
I miss her a lot. Right. I haven't had her for a whole lifetime.
Right.
Okay.
Can you explain about your family?
Oh, my family has migrated to Europe in the early stage, maybe in the 60s or 70s. Eight sisters, two brothers. I've missed them really. My hope is that they do see the point. They will feel so happy to get in contact with the missing brother. The missing son. The lonely guy way up in Indiana.
Would you like to use this craft to fly to them?
Wow. I would like to use this craft to fly to them, yeah. Even if it takes a whole year, months, I would love to have this craft of light. Maybe land on the rooftop and give them a surprise. Yeah. It would be beautiful, yeah, for me to be in your craft. Or in the morning. There is Mark, yeah, at their doors. Saying hello.
same morning, I had an argument with Graham Dorrington over the accident of 10 years past. It touched on issues of responsibility and principles. I had to confront him myself.
Now, there's another point, you see. I cannot ask a cinematographer to man this airship together with you unless I've been on it myself.
Oh, I know, I understand that. I'm just saying I need to test it first.
You just don't do that. And as an employer, you cannot ask anyone, and of course I have to take
I accept that, but I think it should be tested first by me alone, and because we have a low buoyancy situation, there's a lot of technical reasons to go alone.
Then, there's such a thing as follies, yes, I accept that. But it's not a folly, but it would be stupid.
Why? What's stupid about what I'm proposing?
It would be stupid to accept that you are flying without a camera on board. And I don't think it's just a plain stupidity. There are dignified stupidities, and there are heroic stupidities, and there's such a thing as stupid stupidities. And that would be a stupid stupidity, not to have a camera on board.
It's a bit pessimistic. It's like saying you just have one flight.
No, I'm not saying that. Every single chance we have to take advantage of. I'm gonna fly.
Well, I don't have much option then, do I? Do I have any options?
Okay.
Noch eine Drachenbahn.
Ja.
Erst draußen.
Ich bin dagegen.
Weißt du, gerade?
Wir können es hier hochlassen, wir können es probieren.
Ja.
Wenn das sicher ist, dann fliegen wir frei.
Ja, ja. Okay.
Aber sonst kann man uns hier haben an Bord.
Wenn wir aussteigen,
nur auf seine Anweisung.
Das ist auch kein Problem.
Aber ich würde ihm zeigen.
My thinking at that time, not expressed to Dorrington, was that if we had a mishap, for example, developed a gash in the skin of the airship, which we could not repair, that this could be our one and only flight. This is why I insisted upon having a camera on board.
Settle Dorrington, we trust.
Right. Check prop clearance. Can you move away, everyone? Move away from me. Right, everything's clear. Rear prop clear.
Power thrust is clear.
Thank you. Radios check, time check. Recorder temps. Switch off batteries. Don't click me, blah blah blah. Yeah. I think we're ready to go.
Our liftoff was smooth. We kept the airship on tethers. Severed. But then, quickly, the airship got into trouble. I smelled smoke and saw that one of the engines had burnt out. And shortly after that, pieces of metal and plastic flew around my ears as the propeller next to me had slammed into its protective rim. Decided to drop a line and make a quick, rather graceless landing.
It's pretty awful.
Sort of mixed.
power. There's no forward power.
Look at the anemometer. You see it?
It's
nothing.
It's not spinning.
Not spinning, so there's no indication.
That means it's zero.
Could be zero.
I was on full thrust and I was sort of flying backwards almost. Yeah.
Get off your end.
Yes.
I don't want to commit.
For me, this is a nightmare flight. Every single technical problem that could go wrong has gone wrong. We had about 7 independent failures. The motors are overheating, and they didn't do that in prior to test. We're underpowered, we don't have enough power to push forward. The servo motor at the back wasn't working, and we flew with a reverse rudder pedal, so that made life even more difficult.
But there was a point that I had all engines running, and we were running backwards. And that is not a very comfortable situation to be in.
This was not the right procedure, you know what I now mean?
Well, I don't think there was a safety issue.
Let me tell you what, just simply,
those technical
then it's full stop
anyway.
From my side. Yes. This is not good airmanship, and this is not the right testing procedures when you fly aircrafts never flown before in these conditions, okay? I did that 5 or 7 times in my life.
I think you're right, but I think technical failures.
You won't do that again when I'm here.
What we did not realize at that time was that the main switch had malfunctioned and reversed.
Water lay a smooth stone, so they fell to pondering the meaning of the stone's. Three witches and the knight were able to struggle to the summit. She was close.
そこの薄い巻き遠い次元広い神聖な場へ役 どうして絶戦謎の答えを欲する願望は光の正体おいこい地球の横穴今を流れ思い特別なドアを開け眼前現る英知の塔その頂上にぼっち光るもの油断通称度に重らせん構造階段かけて登らせついに光が増した伸ばしたって次の瞬間眩しく逆流を起こす地の循環反転するの皮膚の中で見えたような全ての始まりの瞬間目覚めれば無表情な価値観の破壊したマップギスとは朝そうする丸い大地の上感情ら交錯しかあまり時に悲しく不安定に揺れ動くフレスコたちまちさあさあと崩れそうな砂の街分厚い毛布にくるまり物質の火たきまきくべるが増え続けること闇の意味の世界の住人の胸の王国の上と震え泣き出すそうな空の下この世もまた不透明な人をさまよいの闇の殻を吐き出し呼吸する生命さよガッサを海を通すよさまよいは闇に真実の光を射て生みつけた秒針のあり月の先の方未来の方逆の静着に落ちた一滴の光そう60億の光る3の目の焦点の位置で息子艦長の核のワッチの源泉の温度で揺れ形なった月のベルマット俺が見えるか未だ空いて道の空白メール最後の1ピース探す壮絶なまでの渇望の道シルベットかすもの神秘の片付けの闇さ光元も物に書くなまでの深い
listen, you like your music? You like your music. For sure you like your music. It's some kind of passion for you. This style what you like, I am quite sure about this. Because always working like this, yeah? no matter. I like this music. I like the rhythm. I like the beat. I like.I don't know how to explain even, I don't know if you understand what I mean, but it's fucking difficult to explain. Yeah. I love this music, you know? I love this beat.
Great song.
Yes, I know. One more time, please.
Radio
Patapol. Radio Patapol is playing now in the Thursday. No, sorry, it's Thursday. Yeah, Christmas Eve, in the Thursday Eve. Let's welcome everybody who listen to this stupid station. No, it's not stupid, I'm joking. It's Christmas. No, fuck, wait a second, my acid is falling in my teeth. Okay, I'm good now. Sorry, when we stop... We're changing music now, some style of music for hardcore, because I love this music, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to say,
Stupnet Radio,
welcome everybody who are listening, and there's so one more time please. Action, yeah, exactly, action. Wait.
But he didn't come, huh?
Action, we're playing now, we are online, go on.
All your souls out there, got to keep the faith. Hardcore religion, it's time for Hardcore Underground. Thank you.
We're sending the message from Centrum of Happy Holland. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's in the middle of the night. Vampire's night. Yeah, one vampire is laughing here. The victim of various forces. And it's playing with the boat. Kill this dog. Kill this dog. Okay. Do we really going? We are Patapu. Radio Patapu just playing for you people. Play people. Radio Patapu. Yeah, Patapu. Patapu, don't forget this name. Patapu. Radio Patapu is playing for you this Christmas night. Okay, enough.
Saber-tooth tiger right behind you. We came up with a sound for that. But when it gets really interesting, I think, is when we use that same system of symbols to communicate all the abstract and intangible things that we're experiencing. What is like frustration? Or what is anger or love? When I say love, the sound comes out of my mouth and it hits the other person's ear, travels through this Byzantine conduit in their brain, you know, through their memories of love or lack of love. And they register what I'm saying and they say, yes, they understand. But how do I know they understand? Because words are inert. They're just symbols. They're dead, you know? And so much of our experience is intangible. So much of what we perceive cannot be expressed. It's unspeakable. And yet, you know, when we communicate with one another and we feel that we have connected and we think that we're understood, I think we have a feeling of almost spiritual communion. And that feeling might be transient, but I think it's what we live for.
Yeah, the chicken was okay?
Yeah, the chicken
was okay. You are sorry about the chicken because the chicken was the biggest part of the operation.
If we're looking at the highlights of human development, we have to look at the evolution of the organism and then at the development of its interaction with the environment. Evolution of the organism will begin with the evolution of life, proceed through the hominid, coming to the evolution of mankind, Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon man. Now, interestingly, what you're looking at here are three strains: biological, anthropological development, cities, cultures, and culture, which is human expression. Now, what you've seen here is not so much the evolution of individuals. And in addition, if you look at the time...
Follow me!
Yeah. And that's why you have so many problems on this world now, because
so many big guys
things like this.
Like Jesus.
Jesus is bullshit.
Sorry.
Sorry, Yoda.
Something totally different. It could be the amplification of the individual, the multiplication of individual existences, parallel existences, now with the individual no longer restricted by time and space. And the manifestations of this new human type of evolution, manifestations could be intuitive. That's the interest. You're talking about parasitism, dominance, morality, okay? War, predation. These would be subject to de-emphasis. These would be subject to de-evolution. The new evolutionary paradigm would give us the human traits of truth, of loyalty, of justice, of freedom. These would be manifestations of the new evolution. That is
Thank you.
again.
Serotonin neurons that inhibit hallucinations that they themselves are inhibited. Motherfuckers. Ja, wir spielen das hier mal ab. Okay, nee, wir hören das hier mal auf hier. Nach 25 Minuten und 45 Sekunden sollte echt Schluss sein. Danke.
I gave you any thought, I probably wouldn't.
Grandma wouldn't piss on your gums.